Outlook. The Town Council of Outlook met for a regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday night, November 9. Present were councillors Justin Turton, Kyle McLeod, Sharon Bruce, Ryan Husband, and Kevin Grotheim, as well as Mayor Maureen Weiderman, Chief Administrative Officer Kevin True, and Assistant Administrator Rachel Sillars. Absent was Councillor Bob Stevenson. The meeting was to be broadcast on the Town of Outlook's Facebook page, but a few minutes into the meeting, the audio cut out and it wasn't caught until the meeting was nearly over. The town says they're looking into new microphone technology to be set up prior to the next meeting. A number of topics and items were discussed, including the following. Bylaws. Council discussed Bylaw 20-2022, Borrowing Bylaw, which was newly created after the discussion from the October 19 regular council meeting that was related to a number of ambitious projects centered around the Town of Outlook's 10-year plan. These include the completion of the Railyard subdivision, stormwater outfalls rehabilitation, the landfill decommissioning project, and the town's water intake system. At this meeting, council discussed the bylaw prior to its first reading, with Mayor Weiderman noting the enormity of what the bylaw carries, including the borrowing of $2.5 million from Prairie Center Credit Union in a 10-year fixed-term loan. It's sobering, for sure, with lots to think about, she said. With that, council passed the first reading of Bylaw 20-2022. Reports of administration, staff and/or committees requiring decision. A motion was made and carried on a non-arm's-length payment to Councillor Turton. A motion was made and carried to accept the application of someone who was interested in joining the Community Development Committee. Mayor and Councillors Forum. Mayor Weiderman, having returned from a recent illness, thanked council for stepping up and carrying on in her absence. Considering herself to be at about 80% recuperated, Weiderman said the community had been amazing and she had excellent care from those who helped her, and said that she's glad to be back. New business. In discussing a task that council might be taking on, Administrator True talked about a council evaluation survey that could be taken in the future. Described as a long survey, it was said to serve as an evaluation in order to see how council is doing its job. Council will revisit the topic after the holidays in January. Finally, council discussed items that may be included in the town's annual report. Mayor Weiderman spoke of being out in the public and wondered if something from that element could be added. Administrator True said that he expected something of a State of the Union type address from Weiderman to also be featured. As well, there may be a section dedicated to profiling town council members, showing that one of the goals with the report is making everyone accessible to the public and for them to have a voice. A draft of the report was said to be coming by the next council meeting, and moving forward, the plan is to release a new report every September. People can expect to read reports from Town Foreman Kelton McDonald, Landfill Manager Dylan Heron, Superintendent of Municipal Operations Luke Lockhart, and Recreation Director Megan Anthony, as well as information on capital projects and data that highlights the town's budget numbers. The goal is to make the report readable at about 20 pages or so.